From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, April 17th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Carrie Miller is reporting for Columbia Green Media. States of emergency were declared in two Columbia towns after strong winds uprooted trees, left hundreds without power, and flipped over a truck on Route 22. Town Supervisor Jeff Nair said a state of emergency was declared in Copec early April 16. A state of emergency was also declared in Ankrum, according to a statement from Ankrum Town Supervisor Arthur J. Basin. Hundreds were without power countywide. Nair said, and I quote, "We're in a very high wind area. There are trees down all over town. We declared the state of emergency for the whole town. Shingles are ripping off roofs, trees in the road. It's a mess," end quote. The state of emergency in Ankrum will expire at midnight Wednesday. In the meantime, Basin urged the public to avoid unnecessary travel. The Columbia County Sheriff's Office deployed an emergency management team and has established an emergency facility at the Copec Firehouse. Residents are asked to call National Grid Hotline at 1-800-867-5222 in case of power outage or call 911 in case of emergency. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting in the Columbia paper. The Hudson City School District Board of Education April 9th adopted a $48.77 million spending plan for the 2018-19 school year, raising the tax levy by 3.25%. The proposal goes to district voters on May 15 for approval. The budget will allow the district to continue all existing programs, expand some, explore new programs, keep a reserve fund, and provide a strategic base for future budgets. Although the tax levy increase is lower than the 3.85% allowed under the state cap on property tax increases, the proposed increase would still be higher than necessary to maintain current programs. District Business Administrator Sharifa Carbon said this would be the second consecutive year of the tax levy increase falling short of the cap, and this happening every year, and I quote, "is not sustainable. If we go too low this year, we might have to ask for a huge tax increase next year," end quote. If the spending plan is approved, the district will hire a second school resource officer, maintain an additional administrator at Montgomery C. Smith Elementary School, expand Camp Invention, a once-a-week summer tech camp on school grounds, support the local emotional development of students and staff, and more. And you can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Carrie Miller is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. Catherine and Ben Ballone, owners of the former Catskill Game Farm on Game Farm Road in Kingston, have been approved to hold events involving up to 250 people and to open four glamping sites and an inn at that location. The Ballones purchased the 150-acre property in 2012, 6 years after the animal park closed, and intended to reinvent and reopen the site this fall. The couple will convert the 5,500-square-foot former giraffe house into the five-room Log Neck Inn. The Catskill Planning Board approved a special use permit for the property in March after a public hearing February 23rd. The Ballones plan to hold weddings on the site and will end by 10 p.m. in compliance with the town's noise law and after neighbors expressed concern about the issue at the February hearing. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. And for our final story, Ariel Zangler is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Democrat Antonio Delgado of Rhinebeck continues to be the fundraising leader among the candidates in the June 26, 19th Congressional District Democratic primary. The winner of that contest will go on to challenge incumbent John Faso in November. As of March 31st, Delgado has raised nearly $2 million, including nearly $462,000 in the most recent quarter alone, according to filings posted by the Federal Election Committee. After expenses, Delgado reported having just under $1.2 million in the bank. Republican Faso, during that same period, raised a total of $1.66 million to support his reelection bid, according to his campaign filings. After expenses, he was left with $990,000 on hand as of March 31st. Brian Flynn of Elka Park has raised more than $1.4 million as of March 31st. Patrick Ryan of Gardiner raised $1.33 million, and Gareth Rhodes of Kerhonkson raised $685,000. David Clegg of Woodstock raised $650,000 as of March 31st, with $418,000 of that total coming from loans by the candidate and candidate contributions. Jeffrey Beals of Woodstock raised more than $261,000, and $56,000 of that total was from a loan by the candidate. Aaron Collier of Cooperstown raised nearly $100,000 as of March 31st, according to her campaign. Her financial filings were not available on the Federal Election Commission website. Collier did not announce her candidacy until March the 12th. Final filings were not available for Green Party candidate Steve Greenfield of New Paltz or independent candidate Diane Neal of Hurley or Lucia Parker of Calicoon. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting rain and snow showers before 11 a.m. today, then a chance of rain showers. It will be cloudy with a high near 45 degrees. For Tuesday night, a slight chance of rain and snow showers before 11 p.m., then a slight chance of snow showers. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 32. Now your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 50 degrees. Wednesday night, a slight chance of rain showers before 11 p.m. Then rain and snow showers are likely. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 34. And on Thursday, rain and snow showers with a high near 42 degrees. Thursday night, rain and snow showers are likely before 8 p.m. Then a chance of rain showers between 8 p.m. and 11 p.m. Then a chance of rain and snow showers after 11 p.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 34 degrees. Sunrise this morning was at 6:10 a.m. and the sun will set at 7:39 p.m. That will give us 13 hours and 28 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 44 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 17th day of April 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.